Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. Le'anun Nishmat Avram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihanu ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Le'fu'a Shelema. Dina Batsara.
Gilson
Batsofi. Enna Refana Lahen. Refata Nefesh. Refata Bufata. Refata Bufata. Refata Bufata. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yudalid. Amud Rishon. We are starting on the fourth line. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar. Now, let's review. We're in a very, very interesting sugya over here. We have a three-way machloket between Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzhak. Let's review the shitot. We're talking about over here a case where a person committed, let's say, an avon that's punishable by beddin. Okay, let's say sekira. And they warned them for malkut. They gave him a warning for malkut. In this case over here, we have a machloket. Mm-hmm. We have a machloket. Rabbi Akiva holds that when they want it for the malkut, you give him the... you don't give malkut. There's no malkut by mitat bedin. And Rabbi Ishmael says, there is. And by isur karet, Rabbi Akiva says, there is. Which means, we have a machloket by mitat bedin. Between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. By karet, everybody says if they want him for Malkut, he's going to get the Malkut. The Mahlok is my mitat beddin. Do you get the Malkut or not? That's Mahlok in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. Correct. In the case where they want them for mitat beddin, they can't kill him because they didn't want him for death. They'll give him the Mahlok is still. And the warning was given, according to Rabbi Akiva, the warning in the Torah was given to mitat beddin, not for Malkut. So therefore you cannot give him Malkut in such a case. Even though they warned him for Malkut, there's no Malkut in such a case. Rabbi Ishmael held out that you can give him, it's of course considered one long death. So if you can give him the Malkut as well. In any event, Rabbi Yitzhak was the third Shita. Rabbi Yitzhak Shita was, he held, you don't get Malkut, not in the mitat beddin, and not in a karet. He was holding, there's no malkut, not in mitab bedin, and not in the karet. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yitzhak Omer. What's his proof? Chibek ritut bichlal hayu. Which means when you go to the parashat Halemot, which is parashat Arayot, that's all the forbidden relations. So it says that at the end of the parashat, it says, if a person commits any of these averot, yahayav karet. So we learn from that pasuk that all the above are hayav karet. Velama yatzat karet ba'achoto. But then the Torah writes, you don't have to go with your sister. And it says, if a person goes with his sister, it's hayav karet. Why did it have to tell me it's hayav karet? The sister is part of all the other arayot that we already generalized and said you get karet for all these items. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way to specify karet by the sister? The Torah says, laduno bekaret velo bemalkut. Come along and say that the sister, if repeating the karet to say it's only punishable by karet and not malkut. Hmm. And therefore that's the example for the whole Torah. That karets, and the fact that the Torah went out of its way to repeat karet by achoto, by the sister, where it didn't have to because it was included. So the Torah comes and teaches over here from that, that karet items can only get karet and they cannot get malkut. Even in the case where they want them for malkut, going to be tzak, you're not going to get Malkut. Now the Gemara says, "V'rabbanan," and the rabbis, meaning Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, that say you do get Malkut in that case. What are they going to do with this pasuk of Achoto? Karet ba'Achoto lamali. So the Gemara says, "Lechalek." It's coming to teach me the chiddush of lechalek. What does lechalek mean? Ked Rabbi Yochanan, Dabar Rabbi Yochanan, Shim Asan Kulam Be'arem Achat Hayav Kol Achat Ve'Achat. To teach me that, wow, that just like the Torah specifies karet by the sister to teach me that if you committed all these crimes, the guy went with all the arayot, he's going to have to bring a korban for each one, which means to separate them. You might have thought that what? That maybe you're not hayav until you do all of them. That's what the Torah specifies by one of them. You hayav karet. Just like this is single, and you hayav, if you do this one alone, you're going to be hayav korban for each individual one. The guy did the 18 avirot of arayot. We're not going to say, well, since Torah generalized them all in one package, you get one sin. No, you get 18. You get all of them. Well, where do we know that from? The fact Torah specified a specific karet by achoto and individualized it to teach me. Just like achoto is a separate avera, so to each one of the averot is a separate avera. Therefore, if he does all of them in one shot, he's going to be chayav many korbanot. The question is, Rabbi Yitzhak lehalek minale. Oh, now according to Rabbi Yitzhak, how does he know? He uses the pasuk ready for achoto to teach me that you only get karet. How is he going to know to separate each avon? Nafkale meveel isha. Benidat tumata. When the Torah talks about nida, that's a sukkah called nida. The pasuk says ve'el isha. It calls her an isha. Why do they have to call her an isha? Just say ve'el nidat. The pasuk just say ve'el nida lo tikrab. What does the pasuk say ve'el isha? It's coming to individualize that just like nida, this lady isha, you're going to be hayav one on. So to each one is individualized. You're not going to be hayav. It's not one general. The word isha is teach me that what? It's a separate avirot. Lehayev al kol isha v'isha. Lehayev al kol isha v'isha. Guy went with 18 alayot. Kol isha v'isha. We learn it from
all women. So not all women. So
whatever it is. Like, don't call isha. Well, in that parasha, so the woman. Let's say. So in all the cases of the woman, he's going to be hayav. The rabbanan nameh tipuk lemeha. Now, according to the other rabbis, this is a good proof for me. It's hakas. Why don't they learn it from v'isha, from nida? You're right. They do learn it from there. Oh, so if they do learn it from there, everybody's learning that individualizes from the nida case. So now we're back to a question. What did the rabbis do with the pasuk of achoto? What did Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva do with achoto? Rabbi Yitzchak learned achoto to teach me karet and not malkut. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, that say that you do get malkut by a karet. So what is the achoto pasuk? What is the karet by achoto teaching you? Ve'ela karet achoto lamali. What is it coming to teach me? Gemara says lahayevo al achoto va'alachot abiv va'alachot emo, which means it's coming to tell me a chedush. If a person, let's say, went with three women, he went with his sister, lahayevo al achoto va'alachot abiv va'alachot emo, which is he went on a full sister, a paternal sister, and a maternal sister. It's coming to tell you he went with three different type of sisters. You're going to be hayav for each one. So Gemara says, a pshita? Hadosh, of course you'll be hayav for each one. Hare gufan mechodakim, hare shemot mechodakim. They're three separate individuals, and there's three separate averot. Each averah is a separate name. Why would I think you're not going to be hayav? I need a special pasuk to tell me that you're hayav for each one. Once you already tell me all the arayot, each one is hayav individually, what do I need a special darashat to tell me? That if a person goes with three different type of sisters, you can be hayav three averot. Of course, you can be hayav three averot. It's three different bodies, three different averot. So Gemara says a big chadush. Ela lehayevo al achoto shehi achot abiv shehi achot imo. Wild case. So it's talking about a case where a person went with one girl, and the one girl has three averot in the one girl, and the chadush is going to be hayav three averot on one girl. What's the three averot? The Gemara says, al achoto, a case where a guy goes with his sister, so not much, he's his sister. She achot abiv, who's also the sister of her father. She achot immo, who's also the sister of his mother. How in the world could you have a case like this? Vehechi meshkachatari, have a case. Birshia bar rishia. You have a case of a rasha'at, the son of a rasha'at. Okay, what is this? Look at Rashi. Rashi gives you the case now. Rashi tells us how to learn the case. Look at Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Birshia bar Rishia." Right? It's a Rasha ben Rasha. Rasha is the son of a Rasha. It has to be the Shaim over here. Because it's called an ancestral relationship over here that makes everybody related to each other in many ways. Rashi. Haba al immo. Okay, first the guy went with his mother. Okay, so let's start with that. Reuben, he's the criminal. Okay, he went with Immo. No. Oh, don't make a name. Okay, because we're Jewish, because Hayav, Goyim and Hayav, that's why you have to say Jewish name. So Reuben went with Immo. Okay, Reuben the Rasha, different to Reuben. Reuben went Immo. So you want to say, Ba'al Immo, Vehudi Shtei Banot. Okay, what happened? So they had two girls. Okay, we won't even say names anymore. We'll say the two girls are A and B. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are girls.
Maybe twins.
Twins, whatever it is, doesn't matter. These are two sisters, the point is, okay? Now, V'chazar u'ba'al achat mehem. Now Reuven, this guy again, this Rasha, he went with one of his daughters. Okay, one of these, he went with B. And he had over here a son. Okay, we call this over here the son. Okay, Ulid ben, Uba ben al achot. Okay, Uba ben al achot emon. Now this son went with A. Okay, the son went with. It's really now achot emo, right? Because this is his mother is B. A is the sister of B. So that's the first avon. It's achot emo. Shehi achoto, which is also his sister. Mm-hmm. This is his sister. Why is it his sister? Because Ve'achot Abiv. Ve'achot Abiv. So let's see how he says it over here. He says like this. Kegon she'adam echad ba'al emo. Okay, we got that case. Ve'odid memenu shte banot. A and B, we have that good. Le'achar miken ba'adam ze'al echad ba'al banot. He went with B. Ve'odid memenu ben. Beautiful, there's the son. Habat ha'shiniya. That's A. Asura ala ben. She's forbidden. A is forbidden to be with the son. Why? Ve'shlosha isura irva. What are the three isura irva? He achoto. Okay, A is this one's sister. Why? Very good, because they're both born from the same father. Reuven is the father of A, correct? And Reuven is the father of this
boy,
not the grandfather.
He's the grandfather.
Oh, he's the grandfather. Wait,
the grandfather
again. Go slow. Asura ala ben b'shal asura erva. He achoto. Shere shenehem nuldu me'av echad. Both of them were born from the same father. Mm-hmm. How is that from the same father? Reuven went with his daughter and had this son. So Reuven's the father of this boy. Exactly. And Reuven's the father of the girl. Exactly. So therefore, they have the same father. So this is brother and sister. So that's achoto. Perfect. What's the next avon? V'hi gam achot abiv. She's also the sister of his father. Because Reuven went with his mother. Reuven went with his mother. Mm-hmm. So therefore, and he had this girl over here. Mm-hmm. So she's really the sister of the son's father. Why? Share abiv shel hu achia shel abat. Exactly. The father of this guy is the brother, because they were brothers. Reuven went with his mother. So these are really all brothers over here. This is an ancestral relationship. Reuven and the girl are brothers and sisters.
Understand. Now you said Imo.
Yeah, because he went with Imo. So therefore, Reuven's a child and A's a child. So therefore, this is the sister of his father. That's the second one. Achiyam in then. The third one is V'igam achot immo. Oh, and she's also achot immo. She's the sister of his mother. His mother is B, and she's the sister of B. So therefore, you have three averot basically in one child.
They're all bekaret.
Oh, they're all bekaret. So the chiddush according to the rabbis. What do you need a special pasuk of karet by achoto to tell me in a case where a guy went with one girl? This son went with this girl. Where you have three averot taking place with one child, then you're going to be hayav? Three averot. If you did it b'shogeg, you have three korbanot. That's what we learned from the pasuk of karet by achoto. It individualized it. Well, karet was written by all of them. We have to specify by achoto to teach me in the case where a guy went with one girl. That's hayav three averot. What are the three averot? Again, I read Rashi. Habaad igmo b'vishte benot b'chazan uba alachat mem b'odid ben. Uba ben alachot emo. So shehi achoto ve'achot abi. Wow. So that's three averot. So comes again what it says. V'rabbi Yitzchak. Ha minale. According to the Yitzchak, where does he know this case from? So the Yitzchak uses the pasuk of achoto to teach me that you get karet and you don't get malkut. This case over here is outstanding. According to the Yitzchak, where does he know it from? Dafkale mikal v'chomer. He knows it from mikal v'chomer. קו עומד, דתניה, אמר רבי עקיבא, שאלתי את רבן גמליאל ורבי יהושע באטליז של עמאום. I was walking in the marketplace over there, the butcher house is over there in עמאום, it's a place. And I asked רבן גמליאל the following question, שהלכו לקח בהמה למשתה בנו, they were buying an animal for a wedding that they were making for a party for his son. של רבן גמליאל, רבן גמליאל's son. As they were walking in the marketplace buying the food, they were talking דברי תורה. So he asked them the following question. הבא על אחותו. The guy goes with his sister. She Ahot Abi was also the sister of his father. She Ahot was also the sister of his mother. So it's a triple, like we just said over here. It has the three averot. Mahu eno hayav al kulan el achat. You say maybe he's only going to be hayav one averot, because bottom line it's one girl. Or hayav al kol achat ve'achat. Or maybe since it's three averot, even though it's in one girl, maybe he's going to be hayav a korban for each one. Amru lo. Zu lo shamanu. The truth is, in this case, I never heard. Aval shamanu, but I heard another case. Haba al hamesh nashim nidot be'alem echad. If a person, let's say, goes in one forgetting, he went with five different ladies. They were all nida, so he committed the sin of nida five times. Shehayav kol achad ve'echad. He hayav for each one. So the Gemara says, ah, v'nedim devarim mekavachomer. Now I can make a kavachomer now. Uma nida shishem echad. Nida is the same sin five times. Hayav kol achad ve'achad. Here we have three different sins. Sister, father, sister, mother, sister. Lo kol sheken. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzhak, even though he doesn't have a pasuk to teach to me, he can develop it from a kavahomer. Gemara says, v'idach. But the rabbis, why did they like this kavahomer? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, why did they learn this from a kavahomer? Gemara says, kavahomer perichahu. This is not a good kavahomer. This kavahomer is flawed. Why? Man nida sheken gufin muhlakim. You can't bring me a raya from nida. The reason why you hayav me is because you went with five different ladies. You have no raya. Maybe I'll tell you, since you went with five different nidas, that's why you hayav for each one. But here, you went with one lady, that's three sins. You can't bring me a proof from a case of five nidas. Udiidach nameh havadai kavahomet perichahu. Because you know what? Even according to the other sheet, you have to say this kavahomet is flawed. This kavahomet cannot be accepted. So therefore, we're back to the question. How does Rabbi Yitzhak know when a guy goes with a girl that she has three averot on her, that she's his sister, mother's sister, and father's sister, how do you know that it's going to be three averot? And don't bring me a kavahomet from Nida. The kavahomet from Nida is not good. Because the case of Nida is five different women. You have to bring Meraya of one, a case of one. Ela nafgale me'achoto desefa. Oh, banu achoto. Which means in the pasuk that it talks about achoto, let's read you the full pasuk so you can see it. The pasuk says like this: V'ish asher yikachat achoto. Okay, guy takes his sister, bat aviv or bat emo, v'rat arvatav, v'rat arvato, chasul nechletu de'ane ben amam. Good. Look at the end of the pasuk. Ervat achoto gila. It repeats the word achoto at the end of the pasuk. In the beginning it says ervat achoto. At the end of ervat achoto. What if they made ervat achoto twice for? The second one is extra. The beginning says, "Ish ashir yikach achoto bat aviv."
It says twice, not three times achoto.
No, we're not counting achotos. The fact that the word achoto is extra at the end of the pasuk, it's coming to teach me a special chadush by achoto. What chadush is teaching me? That in the case where he goes with achoto, and she's three items in one shot, you're going to be hayav for each one. So it's the extra achoto at the end of the pasuk. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, very nice. So everything's accounted for. The Gemara asks, V'idach achoto de sefa lamali. Now we go to the rabbis. What do they do with the extra achoto? See, we're playing ping pong. Whatever one rabbi does with the pasuk, you got to go back to the other rabbis. Hey, okay, he took care of it. Now, what do you say about it? So we go back to the other rabbis. What do they do with that extra word achoto? Lechayevo al achoto bat aviv ubat emo. Lomar she'en onchim min adin. It's coming to teach me like this. If you look at the pasuk said if a person goes with his sister, what type of sister? His maternal sister. In the next pasuk, if he goes with his paternal sister, but you don't have any pasuk that says, what about if it's a maternal and a paternal sister? The pasuk never discusses that. Now you would say it's a kavahomet. Yeah. If a guy's hayav on a maternal sister, the guy's hayav on a paternal sister, certainly it's going to be hayav if she's both. But we have a rule. Ein onchin min adin. You can't punish a person, a hayuv, from a kavahomet. It's got to be, got to have a pasuk. So therefore the rabbis will come along and say, the word achoto, the extra word comes and teaches me when she's a full sister. Mm-hmm. And you can tell me, what do I need a pasuk for that? Because en onchin min adin, because we cannot punish from a kavahomet. So therefore, the pasuk says maternal, paternal, the extra achoto teaches me both. I, Rabbi, I don't need it, it's a kavahomet, you can't punish from a kavahomet. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'idach, back to Rabbi Yitzchak. Where does Rabbi Yitzchak know that you're going to be hayav on a full sister? Again, because he learned the word achoto, the second word achoto, to teach me the three case, where she's one girl that has three averot on her, that you're going to be hayav for each one. So that word achoto is not available. It's occupied. So how is he going to know the hidush of the person goes with a full sister? You're going to be hayav. And don't tell me kav vachomer, because I can't punish Ramei. Kav vachomer. So the Gemara offers two answers. Iba'etema, gemar onesh me'azhara. Oh. We learned the punishment from the warning. Let's clarify. You always need in the Torah two pesukim. You need a warning pasuk and then a punishment pasuk. You always need two items to be hayav. You need a pasuk to tell me don't do it, and if you do it, you're going to get karet. Yeah? You need a warning and you need the punishment. So look at Rashi. Best Rashi on the daf. Gemar onish ma'azhara. Delenyan azhara, when it came to the warning, ketiv. Achotecha hi yitera. By the warning pasuk, it says the word achotechai. Listen, don't go with your sister. She is your sister, achotechai. That's an extra word. That teaches me the extra word by the warning pasuk. That teaches me even it's a full sister. Shene emar, erbat bat eshet abicha vada dabicha achotechai. Uma azara lo chalek ben achoto bat abib bat emo, bat emo shalom bat abib, achoto shi bat abib bat emo, af be onesh, anas achoto bat abib bat emo, ka achoto bat abib shalom bat emo, bat emo shalom bat abib. Which means, just like in the warning pasuk, it didn't make a chiluk what type of sister she is, half sister from the mother, half sister from the father, or full sister from both, so too in the punishment, we're not going to make a difference either. Even though we have no clear pasuk by the punishment, by the karet pasuk, we have no pasuk that says full sister. But since in the warning pasuk, when the Torah says the extra word by the warning, achotechahi, and that teaches me full, so I connect the warning pasuk to the punishment. Just like by the warning, it didn't make a hiluk between any of the three sisters, so too by the punishment, even though it doesn't say full sister by the punishment, we're not going to make a hiluk either. He learns the onus from the azara. Another answer, nafkale, Rabbi Yitzchak learns a full sister from where? Meve achoto deresha. Oh, from the... From the first pasuk, it says the pasuk, "Beish asher yikachet achoto bat abiv o bat emo." Now the pasuk could have just said, "Beish asher yikach bat abiv o bat emo." Just say his father's daughter or his mother's daughter. What did it have to say? His sister, who is his father's daughter, or his, the word achoto is extra. So therefore, that means full sister. From the fact, just go straight. Read the pasuk itself. You didn't have to be so explicit, dummy. His sister, that's his father's daughter. Chazaka Baruch, if it's his father's daughter, it's his sister. So therefore, from the fact that it says achoto next to it in the beginning of the pasuk, that's teaching me that indeed he's going to be hayav on a full sister. So far, everything is accounted for. For all the pesukim, yeah, not so fast. Now it's not accounted for. The Gemara continues. Gemara says, "Ve'idach." The other rabbis, the Biyakim and Rabbi Shmuel. What do they do with the word achoto in the beginning of the pasuk? Again, the pasuk said, "Achoto bat abiv or bat emo." Rabbi Yitzchak says, "I'll tell you what that achoto is teaching you. That's teaching you a full sister." But according to the rabbis that learned already full sister from somewhere else, they have a derasha for the full sister from another pasuk from achoto of sefa. So therefore, where are they going to? What do they do with the achoto derasha? What do they do with this pasuk of achoto? Oh, Gemara says hadush. Mifayle lehalek karet lemifatem udesach. Okay, hadushim. Torah says there's the isur of pitum. What is pitum? You're not allowed to make the shemen amishcha. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to make a model of the shemen amishcha, the anointing oil that was used in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only that, but you're not allowed to make it. That's one avon. Mm-hmm. It's avon just to make it. You make it, you get karet, just start making it. And then there's another avon to actually anoint yourself with. Even if you didn't make it, you went and found the jug of Moshe Rabbeinu's oil, you anoint yourself also with it, hayav karet. Wow. Interestingly enough, the Torah says, don't make it, and don't anoint yourself with it. But when it comes to the punishment, it says one karet for both of them. It says, because if you do these two averot, v'nechrat. Now, I can argue, maybe you're not hayav karet until you do both. Maybe you got to make it and anoint yourself. How do I know that it's not true. How do I know you're going to be hayav for each individual one? How do I know you're going to be hayav for each individual one? You'll never believe where the source is. The source for that is by the arayot pasuk. Arayot. The word is arayot have to do with pitum and sach. Well, I'll tell you, we have a rule like this. One of the 13 ways we learn the Torah is, imenu inyan lazeh, tenehu inyan ledavar acher. A general rule. I have pesukim here. Mm-hmm. I got an extra word in a subject here, and I'm trying to rack my brains. What is this word's coming to teach me? I don't know. There's nothing to teach me. Okay, good. You have nothing to teach you over here? Use it for somewhere else that's totally not related. Let's go back. By the sister, case of Arayot. It says an extra word, achoto. What could Ahoto be teaching me? Ah, I know what's going to teach me. It's going to teach me that what? That just like your hayav, if you go with your sister, one karet or one chatat, so to each one of the arayot, you're going to be hayav for each one. You don't have to do all of them to be hayav. Each one is individualized. Well, I don't need it for that already, because I have another pasuk, v'isha by nida, that teaches me that it's individualized. Mm-hmm. So obviously it's not coming to individualize the arayot, because arayot, I know it's individualized. Ah, must be it's coming to individualize something else. What? The two averot of making the Shemen HaMishcha and anointing, to teach me that what? That each averah stands alone, even though the Nichnetu was written by both, as a general, it's coming to teach me that you hayav, if you did both of them, you're going to hayav to... Where do you know? So somebody asked a question. How do I know if a person is mefatem the Shemen HaMishcha and sach, let's say he did a bishogeg, how do I know he's hayav to bring two hataot from the word achoto that's written by arayot? Achoto that's written by arayot? Yeah, because we have no use for it.
So what is
Rabbi Eliezer? Continue. Rabbi Yitzhak. Continue. Kevra says, V'idach. Second line. Which means, according to Rabbi Yitzhak, that his ve'achoto is already taken. He already uses it. So according to him, how does he know that you have two korbanot for mefatim and tzach? Sabar. Kirbi el Azar Amar Bi Hoshaya. The Amar Bi el Azar Amar Bi Hoshaya. Rule. Kol makom sheata motse shne lavin. The karet ehad halukin en le korban. Rule. Put this rule in your rule books. Anytime you see two laves, two different sins, that's joined by one karet, split them. So long as they're split in the labs, even though the Torah puts a general v'nichretu, split them up. Therefore, it's a general rule. Yeah. So therefore, I have that rule. Now, only problem is like this: if that's the rule that Rabbi Yitzhak subscribes to, I can ask you a very strong question. Go back to the case of the arayot. What is the story of arayot? It gives me a list of whole arayot. Don't go with this one. Don't go with that one. Don't go with this one. And then it says at the end, if you go with all of these over here, cut it. So here's the question. We said, how do you know to separate them? Oh, because I have a pasuk, v'isha, by nida, says the word v'isha. What do you need a pasuk for? You have a rule. Anytime you have many averot that has a karet at the end, split them. But she asked this question. Once you give me the rule, you don't need the splitting by arayot, or an extra pasuk for that. So he says, you're right. Really, that pasuk of nida is teaching me another hadush. It's teaching me that if a person goes with five nidas, it'll be I have five korbanot. That if he commits the same avera with five women, you would have thought that maybe you get one because it's the same sin five times, and one forgetting kamash one since you went with five different women. You're going to be I have five. Ve'isha. Each one is separate. So you're right. So ultimately, if somebody would ask you, how do you know according to the Bi Yitzhak, by arayot, that each one is separate, you know it's from this rule over here. Just like the same question I asked you, how do you know by if a person makes the Shemen HaMishcha and he anoints it? How do you know that he's going to be Hayav two separate korbanot if he did it to Shogeg? Again, for this rule over here, that any time you have many averot, each one is a separate sin. Lav, and it's joined by one karet, you split them up. V'ibait ema. Lo sabar like Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't feel like Rabbi Elazar. I'll give you another reason. Oh, mevi'ish asher yishkav et isha dava. Okay, what is this talking about over here? This is talking about over here a pasuk that talks about a fellow that goes with isha dava. What is isha dava? Nida. He goes with a lady that's nida. Now, why do you have to repeat this? Tell me, if a guy goes with a nida, chayav karet. You told me this already. Nida is included in all the arayot, by the way. Go back to the same story. Nida is included in all the arayot.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you have to give me a separate pasuk and say, oh, by the way, if a guy goes with a nida, he'll be hayav karet. Of course he'll hayav karet. It's included in all the other ones. Oh, you know what's coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me, wait. That, just like nida is separate, you get the separate karet. So to all of them, you separate them. But I don't need you to separate them because I don't have another pasuk. Ah, so you don't need it over here. And I'll take it for somewhere else. So from the extra karet by nida, that's what I learned. That by Pitum and by Sach, you split them up. That if you did them both in one forgetting, you'll be Hayav two Hata'ot. V'idach. What does it be Yishmael Rabbi Akiva do with this Pasuk of Nida? It's extra. Ahu mev'i lelich tabi Yohanan. Ta'amar Rabbi Yohanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yohai minayin she'ena isha teme'at she'ese madva derech edvata. How do you know that a lady does not become teme'ah until the blood comes through the derech of the Erva, it's got to come from the source. As opposed to, let's say, she had a cesarean and the blood came out of her stomach, she doesn't become Temea. Mm-hmm. How do you know that the blood of Nida has got to only come through the Derech Erva? Shneemar v'isha shirishkevet isha dava v'gila et ervata. And he revealed her Erva. Melamed shirishat Temea shiyasim medva Derech Ervata. Until the flow of blood comes through the uterus. It has to come from the Erva. Not from another part. Good. So that finishes this piece over here. Wow. The Ma'aseh, most things are accounted for. The only thing we didn't account, because we could have continued this. V'idach, how does the Mitzhak know that the Nida is only from the Irva? But the Gemara stops. The Gemara doesn't help us with that. It doesn't tell us anything. It leaves it. Okay, must have known it from somewhere else. Okay, now we have to continue. We go back to Amishta. Again, so this last piece of Gemara, just to understand the skeleton of this last piece of Gemara, all it really was doing is reconciling all the different pasukim to make sure that every pasuk is handled. Some of the hadushim that come out of that last sugya that we did, big hadushim come out. Number one comes out according to the Biyitzhak, that if a person committed a karet crime and he was warned to get malkut, he will not get malkut. That's the reason why it says achoto by the arayot. It says, Ahoto teach me, Ahoto bekaret velo bemalkut. Moshe argues on the Biyakim and the Bishmael. They hold that in a karet case, if you will want malkut, you get the malkut. He's like, no. So that started this whole train over here. Oh, you have a pasuk, Ahoto. What do the rabbis do with Ahoto? Oh, they had to answer that. Oh, and what did the Yitzhak learn from what they do? And then he goes back. And that all started from that one question. That the Yitzchak said, if you do a karet, you're not chayav malkut, from the pasuk of achoto, and therefore everything followed. Comes Gemara continues. V'tameh she'achal kodesh. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? A tameh, a guy that's tameh, is impure, he ate kodesh, he ate a korban. So he's chayav karet. Of course, chayav karet on that karet over there. Or what? Habal ha-migdash, it said. The guy goes to the Beit ha-migdash and he's tameh. Those are the two cases that clearly going to be chayav. So Gemara says like this. Now, our Mishnah said, in these two cases, we have Malkut as well.
According to the rabbis.
According to the rabbis. It's our Mishnah. You'll be, not according to the Yitzhak, according to the Ishmael, according to the Akiva. If a person, let's say, ate Korban when he was Tameh, and they warned him, hey, listen, fella, you eat this Korban over here, you're going to get Malkut, you give him Malkut, like the regular rule. So give us this, Mikdash Tameh. I understand a guy goes to the Beit Mikdash when he's Tameh, Ketiv Onesh, Uchtiv Asara. The Torah gives you a warning against it, and it also gives you a onish. How?
Why does it say azara?
Yeah, it could have said onish. You're right. Good observation. Bishlama ba mikdash tamei ketiv onish ketiv azara onish dichtiv et mishkan Hashem timeh v'nichreta. He defiled the Beit Hamikdash v'nichreta. That's the punishment. Azara. Where's the warning pasuk? It says. Do not defile the machaneh, which teaches me, don't do it. Don't defile your camp. So good, I have no problem. By going into the Beit HaMikdash, I have a warning, and I have a onish. However, ela tameh she'achal et hakodesh. Guy was tameh, ate korban, when he was tameh. Vishlama onish. The onish I have. Keti v'anifesh shetochal basar mezebach shlimah shel Hashem v'tumato alav v'nichreta mefirush pasuk. Guy eats korban when he's tameh, karet. Ela azhara minayin. Interesting. Torah. The rabbis cannot find the whole Torah a warning pasuk that says don't eat a korban when you're tameh. There's no warning.
Before, we had the two azharot and one onish. Now we have
two onchi. But we're missing an azara.
Right.
So you're telling the Mishnah. You hayav karet, you get a malkut. We don't have a warning in this over. Where's the lo ta'aseh? So the Gemara says, Shekish Amar, Bechol Kodesh lo tiga. Wow. It's amazing how these hakamim, they saw these pesukim and they were able to extract things you never see. This is talking about over here, a lady that gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives birth to a boy, she gives birth to a girl, she's tamei for a certain amount of days, then she has to go to the mikveh, then she's also she's pending for another few days, 33 days or 66 days, depending if it's a boy or a girl. So the Torah says, Bechol Kodesh lo tiga, which means she's not allowed to touch Kodesh. What is touching Kodesh? She can't touch Kodesh. Touch it. Do not touch the korban. Because she's technically tamei until she goes to the mikveh after the 33 days. She cannot touch Kodesh. But the rabbis learned from it, even though it says tiga, it means don't eat.
Don't eat.
Why would the Torah say, so say don't eat. Bechol Kodesh lo tochal. Whatever. We'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to explain that. But Rish Lakish learns, Bechol Kodesh lo tiga. You know what it's teaching me? Hey, lady, you're tamei. Don't eat Kodesh. So that's the source of a warning that you're not allowed to eat Kodesh if you are indeed tameh from the pasuk of a lady that gave birth. Bechol Kodesh, no, don't do this. Don't tiga.
They get it.
Okay. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan Omer, Tani Bardela. Hakam's name is Bardela. Atya Tum'ato Tum'ato. I don't need your pasuk. Avi Gezerah Shava. Tum'ato Tum'ato. Kiti Ba'acha, it says by a person that ate Kodesh when they were tameh. It says the word Nefesh Tukam. It says Tum'ato Alav Venechneta. Ukti Ba'atam, it says by a person going into the Beit HaMikdash where he's tameh. It says Tameh Ye Od Tum'ato Bo. Ma Lehalan Onish Vazara. Afkan Onish Vazara. It's very simple. By going into the Beit HaMikdash, it says the word Tum'ato. Now going into the Beit HaMikdash Tameh, I have a warning and I have a Onish. Beautiful. So it says the word Tum'ato. By eating something, by eating Korban B'tum'ah, it says the word Tum'ato. But here I only have a Onish. I don't have an Azara. So I make a Gezerah Shavah. Just like by going to the Beit HaMikdash, you have an Onish and Azara, it says the word Tum'ato. So to here, when it says the word Tum'ato, I'll make it like you have an Onish and Azara. So Tum'ato links both subjects together. The subject of Akirat, Korban B'tum'ah, and entering the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah. Just like entering the Beit HaMikdash B'tum'ah. We have a warning and an Onish. So to I'll say, you have a warning and an Onish from and eating the tumah as well. So it's a gezerah shava. So the Gemara has a question. Vishtamarish takish lo amal kerebi Yohanan, gezerah shava lo gamir. I understand why Rabbi Yohanan, or why Rish Lakish didn't go like Rabbi Yohanan. He had a pasuk, Bechol Kodesh lo tiga. Why didn't he go with this gezerah shava?
He didn't learn that kavah.
He didn't have it. Which means, exactly, gezerah shava you have to receive from your rabbi. So you can't ask me, why didn't Rish Lakish go with this gezerah shava tumato? He didn't receive it in the tradition. However, in Rabbi Yohanan, my tamal lo amal Lakish.
Right.
But Rabbi Hanan, what do you have to fish for a Gezerah Shavah when you have a Befirush Pasuk Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga? Why don't you use the Pasuk of Lo Tiga to teach me the Azara that you cannot eat Korban Betum'ah? Amalach, Rabbi Hanan says, I'll tell you why. Hu Azara Letrumah. Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, that word Kodesh is not talking about eating Korbanot. It's talking about Terumah. That the lady that gives birth, after she gives birth, she's tamei'ah for a certain amount of time, Bechol Kodesh, she can't eat or touch terumah. Let's not talk about Kodesh. So how can you bring me a pasuk like that?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It says the word Kodesh, but Kodesh over there is not talking about Korban. Usually you say the word Kodesh, yeah. Kodesh means Korbanot. No, Rabbi Yohanan says that word Kodesh is terumah. Oh, so now you're telling me that. No problem now.
Where's that going?
Azala terumah minale. Now we got to go back. How does Rish Lakish know a transgression against Terumah? Because you learned the pasuk called Kodesh Lotiga is talking about you're not allowed to eat Korbanot Betumah. Mm-hmm. How do you know you're not allowed to eat Terumah Betumah? According to Rish Lakish. Nafkale ish ish mezera aharon. Vehu tsarua ozav. You have a guy, he's a Metzora or he's a Zav. Right. It says the pasuk, Bakodashim,
בקדשים לא יאכל, הנעתי את זרע הקודש. איזו דבר שהוא שווה לזרעו של אהרון, הווי אומר זו תרומה. The person says like this, איש איש מזרע אהרון. You have a person that comes from the seed of Aharon, and they are tameh. Hey, that's mitzorah or zav, whatever it is. They cannot eat things of kodesh. Now, why would it say zera Aharon, from the seed of Aharon? The seed of Aharon sounds like it's including men and ladies. Zera from the descendants from the zera of Aharon. Oh, so must be from the fact that it says zera Aharon. It must be talking about something in the Aharon family that men and women are equal. Now, what items are men and women equal on?
Terumah.
That they can eat terumah. A lady cannot eat korban.
Wow.
But a lady of Aharon, she can eat terumah. Oh, so therefore, what's the pasuk coming to tell me? If you come from the Zera Aharon, that means Zera Aharon means men and ladies, and you're tameh, you're saruah or zav, but kadashim not tochal, don't eat kadashim. Kadashim must be terumah, because terumah applies to both men and ladies. So the Shtakish learns from this pasuk the transgression against kohanim eating terumah v'tumah. V'idach. Oh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is all pickpong again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that said, Bechol Kodesh Totiga teaches me terumah. What did you do with this pasuk over that we just quoted? Zera Aharon, hahu la'achila. Oh, two different pasukim. Bechol kodesh lo tiga teaches me a tameh cannot touch teruma, and this pasuk tells me a tameh cannot eat teruma. Two pasukim, two different items. Oh, Rish Lakish. New question. Rish Lakish. Hai bechol kodesh lo tiga lehachi udaata. Come on, Rish Lakish. Are you telling me that the bechol kodesh lo tiga is teaching me that the sin that you cannot eat kodesh betumah? Is that what it's coming to teach me? You need it for something else. You need this pasuk to teach me that a tameh cannot touch kodesh. How are you learning this pasuk to tell me a tameh cannot eat kodesh? You learned it already that a tameh cannot touch kodesh. The itmar tameh shenagah bekodesh. A tameh that touched kodesh. Korban. The Shakish amar loke. Rabbi Yochanan amar. אינו לוקה, סמך לוקה, לשקיש שיש לי מלכות. לשקיש אומר לוקה, בכל קודש לא תיגע. בפירוש כל של פסוק, בכל קודש לא תיגע. רבי יוחנן אומר, אין לוקה, הוא אזלה לתרומה הודעת. כל שתה פסוק, בכל קודש לא תיגע, קודש, זאת אומרת, תרומה זה הפסוק. So, you're allowed to touch, there's no issue of touching קודש. But according to the שתקיש, that learns, בכל קודש לא תיגע, means you're not allowed to touch קודש. So according to him, how you told me that pasuk was teaching me eating kodesh betumah, but you learned it for touching kodesh betumah. Make up your mind. Yabara says, tameh shenaga bekodesh medafke rahmana b'lashon negi'a. Since the Torah used the lashon bechol kodesh otiga, azara leochel etekush kodesh lemikdash. Okay. Let's go slow. I'm going to take you outside. בכל קודש לא תיגע, don't touch קודש, whatever that means, ולמקדש לא תבוא. Nor could she go into the בית המקדש, כמו שהיא שתמאה. I want to ask you a question. Going into the בית המקדש בתומה, what's the punishment? Carrot. The fact that Torah puts these two things in the same pasuk, בכל קודש לא תיגע, ולמקדש לא תבוא, puts it in the same pasuk. So they're both carrot. Now we know touching קודש is no carrot. So therefore, must be when it's bechol kodesh otiga means do not eat. The fact that it juxtaposed these two items, so it's coming to tell me the end is karet of the pasuk going into bet hamikdash betumah. The beginning also is a case of karet. That can only be ba'achila. Oh, so why did the pasuk then write achila belashon lotiga to teach me that what you have another sin of lotiga? It's not punishable by karet, but it's another sin. So therefore, according to the Shtakish, Bechol Kodesh Tiga teach me two things. Number one, Lo Tiga, don't touch it. But it's also talking about don't eat it. I know it's talking about don't eat it. Why? For the fact that the end of the book was a karet, the beginning of the book must be a karet also. We only found karet by eating Betumah. So the Gemara says, beautiful. Ba'kateh, La'ach Yudata, still, is that what it's coming to tell me?
Okay, so we continue on Yudal Amud Bet, 11 lines from the bottom. Just to summarize where we're holding now, we brought a pasuk. Pasuk is Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Because Kodesh L'Tigak went to the Shlakish was the Azhara to teach us that a person is not allowed to eat things of Kodesh, meaning Korbanot, if he is
Tameh.
Okay, now, we also learned, which is important to remember, that since the Pasuk talks about eating Kodesh when one is Tameh, the next part of the Pasuk says, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh, that a person is not allowed to go, HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh, she's not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash. So we learn from over there that somebody that's Tameh or Tameh can go into the Beit HaMikdash as well. And we learned that just like going to the Beit HaMikdash, there's Isur Karet, so too here, when it comes to eating things that are Kodesh B'tum'ah, there is going to be Karet. However, this would only apply L'cha'ora to eating Kodesh after Zirikat Adam, which means after the Kohen sprinkles the blood, then the Kodesh becomes Asur to eat B'tum'ah and a punishment of Karet. But eating the meat betum'ah before zrikat adam is not punishable by karet. We don't even know if it is indeed asur. But the Shlakish only was talking about seemingly only after the zrikat adam, because that's the karet situation. So the Gemara begins to ask them, "Akat is still la'achiyudata? Is the pasuk bechol kodesh lotiga coming to teach us that eating the meat after zrikat adam that you say is hayav karet?" He uses that pasuk to teach me even if you eat it before zrikat damim. The itma, because we have a statement that ate kodesh before zrikat damim. Shlakish amar loket. Shlakish says you get malkut. Rabbi Yochanan amar ino loket. Shlakish amar loket. How do we know you get malkut before zrikat damim? Bechol kodesh lo tiga. Because it says in the pasuk bechol kodesh lo tiga. La shena lifnei zrika vela shena. Now, how does it count? It doesn't make a difference. Before or after. Rabbi Yochanan omer, eno loke. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his opinion. That what? Demar kodesh, gamar kera, tum'ato. Which means, he learns from the case of a Tamei that ate kodesh, from a gezerah shava, tum'ato. When it says tumato, it's only referring to after zrikat damim. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he has gezerah shava tumato to teach me what, that only after zrikat damim, a person that eats it betumah is going to be hayav karet, no problem. But according to Rish Lakish, this pasuk over here is coming to tell me not only after zrikat damim, but even before zrikat damim. And we know that there's no karet in that case. So how could you have told me that what? That whatever Bechol Kodesh Lotiga is talking about is a Hayav Karet case. Good, that should only apply after Zidikat Tamim is Hayav Karet. But before, there's no Hayav Karet. So how can the Shaki say that? So Gemara says, Ahi, me Bechol Kodesh Nafka. We learn the before Zidikat Tamim from another part of the Pasuk. First it says, Bechol Kodesh Lotiga. Right? Bechol Kodesh. From the Bechol, it comes to teach you not only after Zidikat Tamim, but even before zrikat damim, which means the pasuk could have just said bakodesh lotiga. Nice. What do you mean bechol kodesh lotiga? So it comes out, this pasuk is very, very versatile. This pasuk is teaching me achilat kodeshim kodem zrikat dam betumah is chayav, not karet, but chayav asur malkut. After zrikat damim, even chayav karet, and of course, it's teaching me that I'm not allowed to touch. The simple pshat, bechol kodesh lotiga, you cannot touch, but that's not going to be punishable by karet either. That'll only be a malkut situation. So therefore, the pasuk is accounted for according to Shlakish. The only part of the pasuk that's a karet situation is achilat kadashim betumah lehar zirikat damim, and that's what we turn to afterwards. The Gemara proves it's tanya kevateh. There is Shlakish. We have a bright to support Shlakish. Bechol kodesh lotiga. It says in the pasuk bechol kodesh lotiga azara leochel. It's azara for eating, even though it says lotiga. It's azara for eating, can't eat. Ata omer azara leochel, weno azara lenogeya. Who told you? Maybe it's only an azara, it's a warning for nogeya, for touching kodesh. Tamud amar bechol kodesh otiga vela mikdash. The fact that it compares the first part of the pasuk to the second part of the mikdash, not going to the mikdash betum'ah, and we know that's karet. Makish kodesh le mikdash. Ma mikdash davar she yesh bo netilat neshama. Just like going to the mikdash, it's punishable by death, meaning it's karet. Netilat neshama, the neshama is taken away. Af kol. So to the beginning of the pasuk, when it says bechol kodesh lotiga, davar she yesh bo netilat neshama, it's talking about something netilat neshama, which is what? Which has to be eating. Ve'i bin giat. You're telling me it's talking about just touching. Mi'ika netilat neshama. There's no netilat neshama by touching. Ela ba'akilam. Must be talking about
the achila that shayach to karet, which is davka achila kadashim betumah leahar zrikat damim. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.